Euro, welcome back to Talk That Talk, where we talk that talk and we walk that walk, you feel me? I'm your host, Josh, who do the most. I'm sitting here once again with my man, Penny Austin, in the building. Go ahead and say what's up to the peoples.
What's up, peoples?
We got Ellis, once again.
Yes, sir, we you already know.
And we got 40.
Shout out.
You know what I'm saying?
Welcome back.
Shout out Big 40,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Good week of football.
Big 40.
Yeah, it was a pretty crazy week of football, man. A lot of shit going on.
Wow.
What?
You almost made it all the way to the intro.
You're right.
Oh, you said that.
You're right. You're right. Anyway.
We'll get it together.
But let's get into this podcast, man. It's episode 5?
Mm-hmm. 5.
Yeah, all right. Let's get into it,
Part 1.
Single. All right, Part 1. First topic we're going to go over, man. Justin Fields. Through these first 3 games, do y'all feel like he's locked up the starting job? You know what I'm saying, in Pittsburgh? Or do you feel like Russell Wilson got a chance to come back and, you know what I'm saying, make a splash, make it a QB controversy?
Who's going to start?
Man, I say
go ahead,
okay.
Russell go ahead, got the potential to come back, but Justin looking nice, man. He 3-0, he leading the division. Mm-hmm. What's the point of kind of taking him out? Y'all brought him from a team where he was struggling, obviously. Now he got the pieces, got the team, coaching, everything looking good over there. 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
Let him rock. You know what I'm saying? Don't pull him unless it get real bad. Now, if it get real bad, obviously you have the opportunity to put in Russell Wilson. He'll have that experience and everything. But the way it's looking, let him rock.
They've scored their highest point total of the season this past week with 20 points.
You heard it here?
I said a lot about Mike Tomlin finally having his first under 500 season.
He thought that was coming.
Yeah. I thought that was coming. Hater. I said they probably even start hot. But honestly, the way he has that defense plan, man, I think that's what it's all about. I think as long as that defense is what it is, they stay healthy and they keep dominating. Justin Fields will keep his job because he don't have to do nothing. They don't have to put up.
They don't do much. They've
allowed 10 points, 6 points, 10 points. They won a game with all field goals.
Which is, like, they ain't got to do crazy. Much. Yeah. That's so crazy.
As long as Justin Fields just take care of the football, which he's been doing, he has the ability to run the ball when he needs to and scramble and pick up a big first down on third and just not fuck up. They good. Yeah. And they make the playoffs.
He's only thrown one interception through the first 3 games.
Yeah, so Russ might not even have a chance to get his job back because we won't have to see much out of it.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think he keeps it out. I think only way that Russ sees the field is due to injury. To be honest with you, I think Justin Fields continues to do what he's been doing in terms of not making as many mistakes to, put his team in bad positions and things like that. And I feel like that if they keep winning, if their defense stay what they're doing, then there's no point to shake up.
Yeah. Don't try to fix what's already working.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
So I believe he'll be able to keep the job and keep it and build upon the success that they've been having. They lead the division right now, and then with the Bengals losing last night, going 0-3, they just seem to have a good start against everybody else in the division who have losing records right now and they're undefeated. So
right.
Yeah, I definitely, if I'm Mike Tomlin, I keep that going like that.
Yeah, keep going with the hot hand, man.
He's just a football guy, man.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's a good coach.
Like you said before, when we were talking before the podcast, like, decision making at the quarterback spot is one of the most important, if not the most important thing to have. And so far through these first 3 games, he hasn't made really any bad decisions.
And he hasn't had to make crazy decisions.
And he hasn't had to start running. He hasn't had to start running the ball a lot either. So
right.
That's one dynamic that they haven't had to bring out. And I believe once it gets colder and stuff like that, that's something else that can.
Hey, this is something you mentioned before. Snow the game. Just goes to show that organizations matter.
Organizations matter a lot. Yeah,
that's true.
They do. They do. We'll
talk about it.
And we're seeing it.
Organizations matter where you get drafted to.
Really okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, on to the next topic, man.
What's what we got?
Ellis. These Texans, man. Do you think it was concerning this week, them losing to Minnesota? Or do you think Minnesota was just really that
Mr.
good?
Mr. Texan.
Listen, Mr. Texan. I got to ask you first, man.
Listen, I'll tell you this. It was the performance wasn't what we wanted to see, obviously. But
you think so?
But I think it was good to get it out the way early, man.
Okay.
It was what you call a grade A ass whooping.
For sure.
They go ahead, took that one to the chin. Week 3, I mean, you know, Vikings are looking good. They're looking like one of the better teams in the league. So it's not like we lost to Giants or anything like that. We'll talk about that later.
Or the Raiders.
Whatever. All right, but we lost to Vikings, man. Hopefully it was just one of those ones that we just had to get out the way and we get a bounce back win next week and continue to learn from it and grow. Hopefully. That's the plan.
Hopefully. Yeah, because that shit didn't look good. But from the jump, like,
they was really tripping with the O-line, like,
doing his little flags. Laramie Tunsil couldn't get right.
For some reason.
For some odd reason. I don't know.
He lined up the same way every week, though.
He's one of the best left tackles in the
league. Every week he lined up the same way. So I'm trying to figure out how it's a problem now that we play the Vikings. His lineups is messed up.
Nah, get your ass on the line, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. Get your ass on the line,
man. That's how they calling it, though.
That's what you was telling Ronnie Stanley all week one.
That's what I was literally just going to say. Week one, bro.
Week one, they said they've been emphasizing.
Yeah, they said they was going to emphasize it. And I called that shit in the question after.
How many times are they going to call it?
How many times have they been calling that bitch? They've been shut me up. I can't even complain because they've been calling that shit.
For sure.
So you should have listened to me. You should have listened to me last week, bro. I gave you a warning before when I picked the team. I told you the Vikings was coming.
Once I seen the early pick, I was like, this game.
CJ Stroud wasn't ready for that type of environment yet, man.
I wouldn't say all of that.
Especially missing that running back.
I wouldn't say all
he been saving y'all. He been saving y'all. He been saving y'all all year. Y'all need Joe Mixon because the passing protection ain't looking too strong.
What's your answer to the question then? Was this concerning game for the Texans?
This is just more proof that I told y'all that Minnesota's like that.
Okay.
The Texans are should be concerned, but this is just another statement game. Yeah, it's both, but it's definitely, I'm going to say it's more of a statement. It's more of a statement game for Minnesota. They, you know, you're going to keep showing y'all that they like that throughout this year. You feel me? Like,
you think it's more of a statement game?
I think it's more of both. It's more of both.
Really? Than just one or the other. I think it's a little bit of both.
Oh yeah, because the Texans. Because
Minnesota has proven to, like, this is three games in now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, beat San Francisco.
This is probably what they're gonna look like. You know what I'm saying? As of right now,
you got to stop. They're gonna look like this.
No, I'm not saying you're necessarily wrong.
And you just don't want them to win.
Look, listen, and it is a concerning game because of the way you drop it. It is a concerning game for Houston, but I'm not saying they can't rewrite it.
Okay,
Ellis's point.
So I'm gonna say I think this is a hiccup for Houston. I think they'll be fine. I don't think it's concerning for the Vikings. I don't necessarily think that they're gonna like just fall off a cliff out of nowhere. I just think they feel like one of those teams. Y'all remember those Steelers team that started like 11-0?
Mm-hmm.
But all of us is like Big Ben.
The Vikings did it like a couple years ago.
You remember when the Cardinals did it?
Yeah, they can start off with that.
They just feel like one of those teams where it's like, yeah, they're playing really well. They just might be hot to start the season, but I don't really believe in them. And it has nothing to do with them winning the division because if the Lions win the division, I'd be okay.
If you start off with 11-0, then you start off with 11-0.
I agree. I don't think anybody picked them to win the Super Bowl. But it's just a statement game. I get why you would say that because we all look at the Texans as like a possible Super Bowl contender. Most people, I'm sorry. I forgot you the minority.
I'll be the nigga.
Cool. The Vikings is a great win, but I still just don't see them as like a threat. Like for like,
they are in the NFC though.
They'll make the playoffs. Maybe
I feel like this is
and they won't go far. No. Listen,
I ain't gonna lie to
listen, because I'm okay with the Lions winning the division. It's not about the Packers like having to win the division, having them be the ones to make the playoffs. It's just like I see that team, and maybe it's the Sam Darnold thing. Maybe I'm just being unfair, but maybe it's Sam Darnold that's just holding it back from me seeing him as like a.
It might be.
I'm scared of the Vikings. Bryce Young, I mean, we got the Vikings next week.
You sound like CJ Gardner-Johnson.
No.
That's what he said about Derek Carr.
That's how, I mean, we. No.
But they just whooped their ass.
How you don't have.
They scored 12 points.
They ain't whooped their ass.
They scored, the defense whooped their ass. They scored 12 points.
Right.
So, you talk shit, back it up, then. You know, like,
so we'll see. Green Bay?
We'll see.
We'll see.
Green Bay Vikings, week 4. So,
part 2 of the episode. We'll get to it.
About to spank them niggas.
Hmm.
This guy's a Vikings guy all of a sudden, bro.
I've been riding with the Vikings
for 2 weeks. Nah.
Fuck you, be.
I mean, shit.
It's only 3 weeks in the year, bro. So for 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks out the year.
We'll see.
It's a great year.
Also, a Jags guy.
No, I already sold my stock.
Nah, you're a Jags guy. So it's documented.
They're about to.
I'm about to say you ain't sold it yet on the pod.
They're about to fire.
On the podcast, you still a Jags.
They're about to fire.
We're gonna talk about the Jags.
Doug Peterson. No, we're not. They don't have a segment on here.
They gonna be picked in part two though. So Jags gonna come up.
Are you sure they gonna get picked though?
Yeah. No, I'm saying like we're gonna pick
we're gonna talk, yeah, we're gonna talk about the game.
I mean, but who okay. Hey, if you wanna waste your time talking about them, then go ahead with
bro. Bro, Jags, y'all look terrible.
They do look bad, bro. But all right, we're gonna get to the next one. All right, so the Eagles, despite them winning,
do y'all feel like about the Eagles?
Yes,
we were
just talking about the Eagles. So despite them winning, do y'all feel like they got a coaching situation up there? Like,
I feel like the coaching was terrible, man. Nick Sirianni did a terrible job. That 4th and 1.
The one before halftime.
So listen to me. That was retarded. There's 14 seconds left in the half already. Mm. You have one timeout. It's 4th and 1. You line up for the tush push. So even if you get it, you're calling a timeout and kicking a field goal. It's 4th and 1.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You fake the tush push, don't get it, come away with no points, which is the worst case scenario. If the best case scenario is 3 points, why not just take your 3?
Because they thought the fake tush push was going to get them the first. They thought that the other team knew the tush push was coming.
The best case scenario of that happening is they get the first and they have to call a timeout to kick it.
Yeah, because you're not scoring.
Because they're running the ball.
They're
not going out of
bounds.
Unless
you score on that.
Yeah. There's no benefit.
So you might as well just kick it then.
Yeah. Just kick it. It's 4th down.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
That's insane to me.
That's what they get paid millions of dollars for. Like these crucial.
And he goes for it again in the 4th quarter. And
look, he easily left six points on the board, which would have won them the game.
In a low-scoring game. Yeah.
Like, especially in a low-scoring game.
Yeah, bro. Like, your defense has been playing incredible the whole game. Your offense has been struggling. Smitty's out. A.J. Brown's out. Saquon has literally saved your season. Nick Sirianni went over to him on the sideline right after he scored, and I swear he was saying, hey, thank you so much. You just saved my whole career, my whole job. Thank you so much. I get to stay the coach of this team now. This is why we brought you here, for you to save my job. Like, what is going on, man? Terrible coaching. Terrible coaching. And
yeah, man. I completely agree. Eagles just, even though they won, it did not look good. It didn't look good. The decision making from the coach, the offensive struggles. I'm seeing fumbles, picks that shouldn't be getting thrown. Taking sacks when you can make a play or throw it out or do all type of different things. I'm just like, what am I watching at this point?
Is Jalen Hurts? Is there a question mark on him, man?
Them guys are
okay. I had a question mark on him for a year.
They have a very questionable coaching thing. But it looks very promising up there in Philly. You know, their defense stepped up. You know, Vic Fangio outcoached Clint Kubiak this week.
That's a great sign.
Jalen Carter has showed his ass that week.
They was running a 5-0 front.
So I don't feel like people should be negative about what's going on up there in Philly. Their players are gonna overcome that sorry ass culture. The coordinators are good enough to make it work. You know,
potentially.
Sirianni don't call plays and nothing like that. Eventually they'll just stop listening to him with his decisions and shit like that in terms of going forward.
That's so crazy.
It's silly, though.
He's the head coach.
It don't matter, bro. You ain't the coach for real. You just got the label. Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio, the coaches for real. So
that's crazy. That's how they see
it. I feel like it's kind of a case of you live long enough to become the villain. Because just a couple years ago, him being this aggressive, everybody fucking loved it.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between aggression and stupidity.
You got to understand the team that you're playing with now.
Bro, what he did before halftime was stupid.
It was. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, give him a pass for that.
You gotta be smart with your aggressiveness.
Yeah, man. You have to. If they take a shot at the end zone, or if they pass it for the first, and then, like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you're running. You on a run, when you decide to run it, you automatically are like, okay, we're gonna waste the time out here. It's 14 seconds.
Even if you pass it, you're gonna waste the time out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you get out of bounds. Or in his own.
I just.
But you don't have A.J. Brown.
I agree with Penny, though. They have the talent to overcome bad coaching. They've shown they can do it. Jalen Hurts is their question mark.
He ain't looked.
I'm asking.
He hasn't looked great, but he looks healthy. He ain't
got his weapons right now, bro.
But yes, even when he did have his weapons.
And he's missing his top
two. Yeah, A.J. Brown for one game.
Yeah, A.J. Brown.
And they scored over 30 that game.
I get you. The turnovers is too much.
And that's what makes me think.
Like, those be receivers, folks.
Not all the time. They still be getting their center quarterback.
It was one play. I can't remember exactly when it was. But I remember seeing Jalen Hurts just drop the ball.
Yeah.
Like literally just in the pocket. He's rolling to his left.
Yeah, he just dropped the ball.
His finger had slipped.
His finger had slipped.
You're a professional NFL quarterback.
It happened to Dak Prescott, too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And how do you feel about Dak Prescott?
His finger slipped.
Dak Prescott, the highest paid quarterback in the league.
60 milli.
That's disgusting.
You feel me?
Just for his finger to slip off of football?
It happens.
I'd rather be Cowboys than
the Eagles.
No, I'd rather be Eagles. Eagles win the division still.
You don't want to be neither one of those teams.
No, I'd rather be the Packers.
I ain't gonna lie. Commanders might.
Go Pack, go.
Well, then why would you even say that?
You're a Packers fan.
The two teams.
None of them teams.
You're a Packers fan. Of course you'd rather be the Packers.
None of them teams are relevant.
Ooh.
Damn.
Damn.
That's tough.
Packers are relevant. I don't think you're talking about them.
Pew.
We relevant. Ain't nothing else.
Y'all winning Super Bowl this year?
Oh.
Probably.
Y'all making an All
Star? That's what I said.
Probably.
We'll see.
Oh, we'll see.
They'll probably make the All Star.
Think so?
Wild card?
No, because they're going to start losing right now.
Damn. Said that 2 weeks ago.
Ooh, well.
You did.
You won. Said 3-0. You got one more week, buddy.
I do.
You got one more week before you can gloat.
He's still right, though, as of right now.
We'll see.
He's halfway there. He's 2/3 of the way there.
Bro.
All right.
Hey, man, y'all keep sleeping on my
squad. They're not beating the Vikings.
Y'all keep sleeping on my squad. It's okay.
They beating the Vikings.
Hey.
We're going to talk about that in the second part of the episode. Let's get to the next topic.
Why'd he cut him off? He was going to keep going.
He was ready to pull out the stats and everything.
And then he picked his phone up and he said, let me tell you something. All right, bro, the second part of the episode, we'll get to that. All right, bro. So let's get to this next topic.
I got my bike. It's purple on it.
I figured you wore purple for a reason. I was like, it's not for the Ravens. Support the Ravens.
What? That's
bro.
Crazy.
We just watched the episode where you said
that don't mean
he didn't support the Ravens.
He's like, well, y'all lost.
He didn't have
because we lost. I didn't want to be the only team that lost that week.
It's tough. He was the only team that lost this week.
I know. How does that feel?
I'm still repping my team, so I ain't really tripping.
Yeah, he repping his squad, bro.
That's a bold team. Man right there.
I ain't tripping. It's all right. We got our ass.
Should have had a bolder plan.
They should have called me. I would have got him right.
You sure?
I promise.
Are you sure?
I promise.
You couldn't block the left out. You could.
No, I know.
I was talking about play. You wasn't coming.
I was talking about coaching.
I'm definitely talking about with the play call sheets. Not with the pass.
How you was going to stop Jonas from getting over 100 yards?
Man, look. I tell you, first off, you would have double teamed him every play.
They would.
With somebody over top.
They was.
He ran by them.
They were.
At that point, he cooked the nigga underneath. The up top nigga wouldn't even matter.
That one was nasty. What I also would do is we'll shade him to the sideline. He gonna have to come talk to me on that sideline. Like when he running that corner route.
They gonna put him in the slot then.
If you put him in the slot, we bracket him on both sides.
They tried that.
You treating that nigga like Megatron?
Jordan Addison not playing.
That's what you tell them. You lining up two niggas.
Jordan Addison not playing. We need the people in the box anyway to stop the run. So y'all might as well, if he in the slot, y'all might as well be sitting right there.
Nah, he didn't.
They had Aaron Jones.
I just there.
Aaron Jones.
Yeah, and then
Aaron Jones had a good game.
Yeah, he did. He was on my fantasy team.
So how you feel about that?
I feel like we won on that one. But that's another story.
That is another story. Yeah. All right, man. Let's get to the next topic, bro. So the Chiefs.
3-0, by the way.
Let's talk about them real quick.
The Heat.
Gotta talk about them.
They've been winning close games. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
This season. Do y'all feel like that shit gonna come back to bite them in the ass?
Because they out here. They
playing these close games like this. You know what I'm saying? Barely getting away with shit.
This shit WWE.
It is a story. It is definitely a story behind it. But
this shit scripted.
Scripted. They want Taylor Swift to win again.
She gonna call a play or some shit. Y'all saw
she already they gonna have a play in the Super Bowl last second.
It's called
the Swifty.
It's called the Swifty.
It's the Swift around.
Swifty. But yeah, nah, it's gonna bite him in the ass real quick. This remind me of like y'all remember that team that won that national championship and they came back the next year. They had a freshman quarterback and then they came back the next year and they was just winning a whole bunch of close games and then. It was like, damn, they really playing ugly, but they still undefeated. These niggas been winning after they won their championship last year. And, but they just don't feel like they got the same mojo. And then they get to the playoffs, and they faced the Heisman winner from that year, and then got smoked. Yeah, I feel like that's what's going to happen to the Chiefs this year. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all don't. That's crazy.
Off the top of my head, I don't. I remember something like that happened, but I don't remember what team that
was. I'm pretty sure you're talking about Bama.
I was about to say, that's the first thing that popped in my head was Bama.
Florida State.
After James. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. You've been back a decade.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't expecting
that. First thing I thought of, you said, okay, how? Okay, two.
James.
I know it's not Garrett Gilbert.
That's why. So I feel like they just, you know, they're going to run out of gas, man. You didn't have two years to win the Super Bowl, all these close ass games, then eventually it's just going. The car gonna run out of gas on you.
You think you're gonna sizzle out like that?
Yeah. It's gonna sizzle out in the playoffs
this season?
Yeah. I feel like this playoffs they're gonna end up getting smacked by somebody.
Oh, but you still got them making offs.
Oh yeah, no, they gonna win the division. The same thing that happened with Florida State.
I'm about to say in the long run.
You know what I'm saying?
We're talking about in the long run.
Yeah, like division around type shit.
Okay.
Division around?
So it's like not gonna, so you think it's not the KC Open anymore?
They're gonna lay an egg. I just feel like it's gonna be one of them years where like that year when the Patriots just got smacked by the Ravens that year in the playoffs.
That was bad.
When Ray Rice went up there, just ran all over the niggas and shit like that. Like
I get
that.
What you're saying. It's a great game. The grind of coming off back to back ships.
It just happens sometimes.
There's a reason we haven't seen anyone three-peat Super Bowls.
And they ain't already had a shit ton of injuries and shit, man. It's just
and now
they can fuck around and get healthy at the right time. And then everybody comes back right before the playoffs, and then they just start zooming on niggas.
How many times has that?
I just feel like Carson Steele. That's who we.
Carson Steele, and he had a nice.
Come on,
he was toting that thing.
He finally didn't fumble that bitch. He fumbled both of the first two games.
Chill out, man. That nigga was so bad. His motherfucking sister booked the wedding on a Sunday because she didn't even believe that nigga was gonna be in the NFL.
That's tough.
Tough.
I wish my sister would do some shit like
that. It happened a year ago. She was
I know you off on Mondays and Tuesdays, so I went and
she booked it on
Thursday.
But she did it on Sunday, though.
In the fall.
In the fall, in the middle of football season. She had no aspirations of you ever making it to the league.
Yeah.
Hey, but he in the league?
Yeah.
Starting for the Chiefs.
Starting.
So, now what?
Yeah. Now what?
He missed his sister wedding. That's what.
That's exactly what happened. And I was about to say, my first start, I will be missing your wedding.
He was supposed to be
sorry.
He was supposed to be a groomsman and everything. That messed up. He missed the whole rehearsal. Then he messed up the whole lot.
They understood.
Now his bridesmaid got to find somebody else.
She be all right.
They'll
find somebody else.
She ain't got nobody to take a picture with.
She got somebody to take a picture with.
She got to take a picture with the bride now.
Hey.
I think I get what you're saying with the Chiefs, man, but. The Chiefs at this point remind me of like the second iteration of Brady's like dynasties Patriots, where they just winning games, bro. They win them ugly. They win them scoring a lot of points. They win them scoring a few
points.
They
don't score a lot of points.
Not anymore. They've won nine straight games by one score.
It's been like 2 years since they scored a lot of points.
Bro, they just win, bro. Like
emotional things is you're gonna run out of emotional energy to keep fucking fighting every time we get on the field.
You don't think at some point Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid will have them playing well on offense?
I don't believe
because their defense is legit.
It's been
their defense isn't going anywhere.
It's been 2 years and they haven't figured it out.
Isn't going
okay, their defense isn't and that's going to
you said it's 2 years and they haven't figured it out. They won two rings.
They didn't have the 2 years.
I know, but they were the highest scoring team in the league 2 years ago.
But they haven't had an explosive offense in the last 2 years.
They were the highest scoring team in the league. They
scored points off a turnover.
How explosive can it more explosive can it get than 32 points a game?
Okay, so like I said, Juju and Smith-Schuster was the number one receiver. But back to what I was saying.
It didn't matter because they had Pat Mahomes.
Like I said, the last 2 years, they haven't figured it out. So they're not going to figure it out again this year.
How can you say the highest scoring team
hasn't
figured it out?
They're not going to figure it out at all.
That's crazy to me. What's the goal of offense?
They're still.
To score points?
And put as many points
on the board. So if I lead the league in points, am I doing my job?
Andy Reid's past offense has gotten stale, man. He missed Eric Bieniemy, bro. I'm telling you.
He's saying that passing off.
They lost Eric Bieniemy and immediately won two championships. And they miss him.
They miss that nigga. And it's going to bite. It's going to bite. Because their defense been carrying them niggas, bro.
And it's not going anywhere.
Exactly. But it ain't going to work for him this year.
He said it's something different coming this year for him.
It's something different coming this year for him. You ain't got Pacheco to say you this year.
Ooh.
Travis Kelce ain't Travis Kelce no more. So he ain't finna come out 9-for-9 against the Ravens
but
again.
But to your point, when that second iteration of Brady, Gronk wasn't Gronk, but he was still.
But he came through the playoffs. Like that's what happened with Travis Kelce last year. Like I just said, Travis Kelce ain't doing that this year.
I mean.
That's his take, man.
What'd you say for
you? $100 million for a podcast and think you preparing for the think you preparing the same way.
That's true though. That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
He's just old.
Exactly. So you got to train.
He still has to train. Just can't do it every game.
You got to train. He ain't got no games. He ain't gonna do it.
It's scary.
It's not coming,
bro. You're tripping.
It's not coming. You tripping?
They're 3-0 right now.
You think
they haven't played well on offense? You think
they're not gonna play well on offense all year? You got to let that go.
All right. What do you say? I'm not a Chiefs fan, so if it happens, I really don't give a damn if it happens. But
we want them to win 3 in a row.
Nah, I want them to be the team we beat in the
Aaron Rodgers for the smack the shit out that nigga come playoff time.
Think so?
Yes. They don't even got their left tackle together. They still swapping left tackles. That's gonna Aaron come Rodgers. Bite them in the ass come to playoff time.
He still
time.
Got the Jets winning the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, for sure.
He for sure does.
He's locked in on that. That's all.
That's in. Crazy. To
yeah.
me.
I mean,
he's to super me hype about it too.
Yeah,
you love you. Some
I was out
hey, before the season. Hey, over, Thursday gonna be night, Aaron
y'all lucky. I ain't coming to group chat. I was busy by coming. Hey, so what happened to Aaron Rodgers? Not looking like Aaron Rodgers no more. Hey, you was doing a whole lot of shit though. Aaron Rodgers.
Bro, just because he did it one game doesn't mean he can.
You said he couldn't be mobile no more.
We'll see.
Did you say he couldn't be mobile no more?
No. That wasn't the case. We split.
That's all I got to say. We talking about organizations matter. We act like it's not fucking Jets.
Yeah, we'll see. The Jets ain't never had fucking Aaron Rodgers.
But you gonna downplay the. We'll see, bro. Yeah. The takes are crazy. I knew we was going to get some bad takes today. So
yeah, the only bad take that you got was the damn Packers making the playoffs.
Hey.
Damn. Right. Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
His fan. Says the Jags fan. That's all
I wish
saying.
I was a Jags
You got Jags
fan.
Winning the division. They 0-3.
I wish I was.
You rooting for a different team in your favorite team division.
Mm. I never said we were.
Crazy.
Bad takes.
Objectivity.
All right, bro.
Not objective.
Very much so.
Next topic.
I would pick my team to win division if I would want to be objective.
Come on, man.
Nah, fuck that.
Yo, funny as hell, bro. I swear. All right. So let's get on to the next one, man.
No, we getting on to that.
We fucked up. Because he had to bring the coach into this. The coach ain't had nothing to do with this.
Bro, you brought the package into it.
For no reason. He brought the package into this.
Next topic, bro. For no reason.
Next topic, bro.
I'm bringing the coach.
Nigga
no
said
more. The only bad take was the Packers. Don't say nothing else about the coach, bro.
I'm listening.
I don't want to hear Indianapolis or coach come out your mouth for the rest of this podcast. I sure. Go, back, go.
All right, Ellis. Man, so, man. Watching the Ravens game this past week, they played the Cowboys.
Nobody watched that trash yet, Gary.
Anyway, do you feel like the Ravens found their formula, you know what I'm saying, what they need to do to win games this year and be consistent?
Hell no.
I'm not
hell
even trying to look that way, fool. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. These niggas just children.
Hell no.
I got children to my left.
Hell no.
I'm the only nigga on this podcast. Hey, disrespectful.
No, but asking if they found a rhythm, I really don't think so.
When you say rhythm, we say a formula.
Formula, rhythm.
Like Plankton, nigga.
No. I think hey, great to your point, like Plankton, they still trying to find that crack.
God damn.
Plankton to the Chiefs.
They really is trying. No. They really is.
They trying well, shit. Yeah.
They trying so hard, but I just really feel like
foot in this bitch.
Play calling and trying to close games is just.
Oh, yeah, they can't close
games. They can't close a game and save their life. They barely walked out of there with the dub.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
Dak was trying to walk them down.
Dog, the crazy part was they ran the ball so well. And then they just got stopped ahead, and they just stopped running the ball well.
See, look,
and that's
noticed,
how you close games.
Hey, look, I've noticed. This is the problem with the Ravens here, right here. They get the lead, right? You know, playing all that exotic defense and shit like that. And then when they be up, they just start playing prevent.
They're playing prevent.
What you playing prevent for? And then niggas come back, and then it's like, it's too late now. They already got the momentum. Nigga, don't try to play defense again. Stick to what you was doing the whole game. Why you letting off the pedal? I understand. It's like, all right, we don't want to get burnt on no one-on-one and no dumb blitz. Right. And but nigga, they just moving the ball down the field.
And to your point, it's like they'll get the lead 3-and-out. 3-and-out? What, we can't get no first downs?
Like, what?
Like, what they get the ball back in a minute and a half, so they don't score two touchdowns crazy, in like a 6-minute span.
The Ravens offense had 3 plays in the time it took the Cowboys to score 13 points.
Come on now.
Because they scored.
That's terrible.
Field goal. It was onside kick.
Got
touchdown.
3-and-out.
3-and-out. Field goal.
How these niggas ain't get the onside kick?
Bro.
Zay Flowers.
Not in today's
game. That wasn't
Zay Flowers.
You gotta announce.
That was
Zay Flowers. You gotta announce that you onside kicking the ball.
I mean, just because you know.
You gotta let the team know.
Just because you know what play coming up, you go execute.
Obviously, Zay Flowers.
So, is that coaching? Like, that's really the big question.
Stop asking about the goddamn Ravens
I'm
coaching.
Asking Josh specifically because I...
Yes!
You know what, Josh? Yeah. Can you tell us...
If he ain't coached up on how to catch a fucking onside kick, bro, then yes. Because I'm pretty sure Zay Flowers in college probably never had to do that.
And he is special teams coordinator, like,
yeah,
where he originated, which is crazy.
Exactly.
That's wild.
So you would think special teams would be locked down like that.
He's a horrible coach.
You know. Somebody got to get fired.
And to y'all's point earlier.
Trade them.
Didn't want to hear that one.
Trade them to a winning organization that know how to handle a quarterback.
Trade who?
Oh, he's saying trade him to the Colts.
No, not us. We get our quarterback.
They know how to handle the quarterback. They had Andrew Luck.
We got him killed.
I just thought about Peyton.
We got him killed. That nigga ain't got no neck because of us. That nigga had 3 neck infusions fucking with us.
He did have to get them surgery. Right?
We don't take care of quarterbacks. We definitely get them niggas fucked up.
Trade him to the Steelers.
No, but.
Nah, they got their quarterback in the future. That's what he didn't want to see.
To y'all point earlier though, I agree. Like on the defensive side, and I've watched this shit happen for so long, bro. I just know back of my hand. It's exactly what y'all said. We run the defenses like you know those exotic nice defenses. You know, really causing pressure. You know what I'm saying? Getting 3-and-outs and stuff. We run that for the first half, and then it's like the second half, especially like in this game, second half we just come out, and it's just like. Just prevent shit, just sitting back and like letting the underneath shit go.
Y'all ain't got the facilities for this, man.
You don't have the facilities, especially when your corner want to sit on the island like he Darrell Revis.
Let me not stop talking about Instagram live merchant.
Bro, let me not stop talking. Let me not
talk about it. He dropped the podcast episode, do we?
Because I'm trying to tune in.
I try to see what he got to say.
It's on its way.
I think him and
it's probably dropping right now as we speak. And it's Tuesday.
Is he probably recording him and Michael right now?
Him and Michael Parsons probably got a collab episode or something.
Him and CJ got to Josh.
Bro, I'm not going to lie, bro.
Marlon
really started to piss me off.
He said, I don't know who CJ guarded Josh.
I think he is.
You got to see me on the field, brother. We're on the same division, too.
But they both on defense.
You got to see me, brother. You gonna walk on that field one of them times that I'm walking off the field at some point in time.
And we gonna have to talk.
Yeah, bro.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Exactly. Because I wouldn't even talk about you. I'll talk about the Saints. So what you talking about
What you say, fuck me for?
Keep my name out your mouth. Yeah. But back to Marlon Humphrey and his podcast episode dropping today.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. Marlon really starting to irk me, fool. And it's not, like, honestly, his play is one thing.
It's just his personality, huh? He ain't got that dog in him. You used to, the Ravens having them, that dog in him.
Especially when I saw that video after the game, you know what I'm saying, to him on live, I'm like, yeah, bro, that's not, you need to be, you not locked in for real, fool.
Ed Reed would have slapped that nigga back in the head.
Nigga, what?
Fuck you doing, nigga?
Nigga, what the Ed Reed would have been pissed the fuck. What the fuck are you doing, man? Crazy. You on live on the plane.
We barely just survived another comeback on the records. That would have been number
25. When we used to play like back in high school, back in the day and shit like that. I ain't gonna lie, that was borderline torture, coaches. Like, I understand y'all be like, y'all want us to be happy after we lost and shit like that. But the whole riding all the way back to the school and silence was crazy. Like, we can't talk because we lost, nigga. Don't say a word, nigga.
Think about that. Think about the L you just took, nigga.
You gotta let that one marinate.
Let that shit marinate, nigga.
Like you baked that chicken.
Let that pain sit in your heart for a
little bit. Don't let it be like a 45-minute bus ride, too.
Nigga, what you? You can't say nothing. The whole bus.
You gotta put the chicken. We went to go play a task of season.
Exactly. Bro, come on. So I can't talk the whole ride back.
They're getting off the bus.
Just kick right now.
Cause people like you.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah. Calling niggas out. Quick.
Yeah, on me. He just finna start going off. He got a laundry list of people. I got a bone to pick
with
you.
Coach pissed off.
Yep.
Like, nigga, we teenagers, bro. Guess I know. Yeah.
And that's what Lamar had to do.
Now you can't do that. Now you can't do that.
That's exactly polite way. That's it. Politely, because he was on live.
He wanted to say.
You could probably get away with it. Hey, look, that probably be the difference between college coaches and NFL. You could probably get away with that shit in college, but you try to come do that shit to the motherfucker, grown ass man that get paid millions of dollars. Hey, shut y'all ass up on this plane while we going back. What?
Who are you talking to? What
the fuck?
I get paid more than you. What are you talking about?
They'll start little.
You're going to lose respect in the locker room doing shit like that.
Man, niggas should have been watching film. Should have been watching Bills film.
Facts. You need to be worried about it.
You have to wait for the Bills to whoop up on the Jaguars real quick.
You got the first 2 weeks.
Go watch the game you just had.
That's what you need to watch. How you drop that pick.
That's what you need to be watching. I ain't going to lie.
How you drop that, Marlo? Yeah, that's what you need to be doing. You worrying about
practice picks.
Letting Lamar, you know, letting the fans talk, you know, see what Lamar got to say and shit. We don't give a fuck like that about what Lamar got to say. We need to be getting dubs, nigga. We're 1-2.
We don't give a fuck.
I don't want to hear from you right now. Let's keep stacking them dubs. The less I hear from you, the better, honestly, because now I feel like you focused. Just keep running the ball, Ravens. You're doing what you need to do.
And y'all will be okay. I believe y'all have found y'all formula. Y'all just give the ball to Derrick Henry 20 plus times a game. Let Lamar throw that bitch 15 to 18 times.
15 to 18?
Yeah. 15 to 18.
20 ball.
Yeah, he don't need to be throwing the ball 50 times a game.
20.
He's 10th in the league passing yards.
The way he doing it though, he ain't gonna throw many incompletions. That's why he ain't gotta throw that bitch more than 18 times. They just ran the ball.
Play Ravens football. Y'all are describing basic Ravens football.
They
had football.
60 plays last week, and they ran the ball 45 times. That's what I'm saying. Stick to like that. Like, you feel me?
Be a Raven.
Just stop blowing leads. That's what it's going to come down. There's no doubt. Like, the fact that you get to all these double-digit leads in the fourth quarter goes to show you're a dominant team.
Yeah.
Stop play fucking 60, blowing them.
Play 60 minutes of football and not 45.
Dude, start, exactly what you want to
start
doing.
Throwing bubble screens and shit. Don't do that.
No, run a damn ball, man.
Niggas play 40 minutes of football in a 60-minute game.
Yeah.
Hey, and when you get into that mode and you decide to run Derrick Henry, stop running fucking zone read out of shotgun. Dude. Put him in a single back. Put him in the I formation. You got a fullback. You got a legit fullback. And run the goddamn ball, man.
Do what you want to do.
Him and Pat Ricard coming through the A-gap, that's 500 pounds.
Now when you run the zone read with the read option, power, with the read option look, with Lamar able to keep it, I get it. When you like, okay, we just going to run Derrick Henry. Man, run him the way he's not a zone read back. Just run. He can do it. He's Derrick Henry, but him at his best.
Just run it all day. I don't care what y'all do.
Down their throat?
And he said, run a split T. Hey, I saw a couple teams in the split T.
I saw a couple, with that split
T. I told them they just need to go ahead and do triple option.
Hey, option is dope.
They did that when they had the when they had RG3 in them.
Just call it a day.
Pitch man.
Just as of course.
Speaking of...
He had a good
speaking of coaching and play calling, do y'all feel like... Do you feel like the bad QB play?
It ain't enough mamas in the league.
Or is it? Do you feel like it's just on the quarterbacks just being that bad?
That's what happened. Niggas stopped having team moms, and that's when the play started.
You know what's crazy? Team moms used to run a team.
Exactly. You ain't
not lying.
Team moms used to keep shit together.
Everything.
They kept up with the roster. They kept up with everybody fucking. Yeah, you heard.
Got snacks. Oh,
allergies. Oh, yeah. He can't. Yeah, like team moms.
Somebody get hurt.
Team moms got your jerseys right.
Or am I tripping?
Nah, we wasn't.
Y'all talking about something else?
We just got into the team moms.
I was just agreeing because that was a good statement.
I asked the question. You said team moms, and I was like, huh?
But yeah, team moms definitely are contributing to the bad QB play because they ain't got. Because you know how back in the day.
See, that's what I thought. That's you know what how, I thought. That's what I thought. You know how, I was like, hold the fuck up. How is this?
You know how back in the day. Not on McNabb. Mama used to come with the soup.
Hey, yo.
On the Chunkies commercials? The
Chunkies.
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Them things.
LT. Man, LT was on there. The Chunkies soup. Yeah, facts. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Them hoes is clutch, boy.
Exactly. They gotta bring more mamas into the league, and I promise you things will start to get smooth.
Kelsey's mom.
Mamas is agents now. Some of these mamas is agents.
You see how much money they just got off the podcast.
They still be
exactly, though. Mamas are making things happen.
Shout out to the mamas.
Exactly. You see, he just balled out. Well, we going to move on respectfully. So,
I didn't even say nothing.
We going to move even say on nothing. Respectfully. You crazy.
This guy here.
Damn, I lost track of my goddamn thoughts.
Hold on a second.
Why do we
always end up talking about mamas on this damn show, bro?
Yes, we love
mamas.
Because we love mamas.
And girlfriends.
We love mamas, wives. Man.
What's wrong with talking about women? Is what you say?
Women.
I don't have a problem with it.
So we just talk about women.
We start talking about specific. It's a whole.
Yeah, he brought up. Yeah, that was wild. That was wild. He did, but like.
I'm okay with giving mamas a shot.
You were talking about. How else we going to talk about women? I said, Donna Kelsey.
Well, bring it up. Jay Daniels' mama was wild.
I just seen her. All I said was,
we know what you seen on Twitter. That's what I'm saying. So that was wild. We know what you seen on Twitter. Stop it.
We know you.
We know.
You're
horrible.
What are you talking about?
Stop it. It's okay. Jada, you balled out last night. Good job, young brother.
Come on, good job, young brother.
That's another example right there. You get with a good coach. You have a good quarterback play because Cliff Kingsbury, he might not be a great head coach. Being coached by a quarterback.
That's why I say it's not the coaching necessarily. I think that there's just some bad QB play going on.
Nah, it's some bad. Because you see people leave their bad coaches, get with good coaches like Kevin O'Connell. Let's think about it. It's a lot of people that people think are good coaches, but they're really not. Just because you came from the Shanahan system don't mean that you're good. So, like Mike LaFleur, real good coach. We seen what he did with Malik Willis.
Yeah.
Kevin O'Connell, real good coach. We seen what he's done now with Sam Darnold, what he did last year with Josh Dobbs and them. Very good coach, Sean McVay. Great coach, Kyle Shanahan.
What do you think then about
Cliff Kingsbury,
the Brian Daboll, Daniel Jones? Brian Daboll first gets there. He has his best
coach of the year.
But you see now he's doing. But you see because he got hurt last year. But you see now they're 2-1.
He's doing better now. They have Malik. They have Malik Neighbors and Daniel Jones. And Daniel Jones says he hasn't played horrible this beginning of the season. And they would have won that game.
So Doug Peterson.
They would have won the game. Doug Peterson's obviously a terrible coach. Obviously.
But what did he do with Nick Foles?
It wasn't him. It wasn't Doug Peterson. It was Frank Wright and all of them. Because they seen when Frank Wright left. He ain't did shit since Frank Wright left him.
And we saw Frank Wright as the head coach.
What is Frank Wright?
He's an offense coordinator. He's not a good coach. If he was just been offense coordinator.
Like Cliff Kingsbury.
I don't know.
He's not a good head coach.
He's not a good head coach. I think back to something like, I think it was Tom Brady that said in like some interview.
That's coaching.
The bad QB play.
Because they're not coaching.
For quarterbacks.
Bad coaching. Because they're not coaching. Yeah. They're just throwing bubble screens and all that shit.
You got to give them a lot of space. Bad coaching. Like it's a lot easier now. There's more like looks and shit like that, but that's
it's not challenging.
If it's easier, why isn't the coaching not challenging? Better numbers.
Because of bad coaching.
There's not bad coaching.
They're not calling. And then it's everybody. A lot of the coaches are trying to run the same systems and defenses have caught on how to stop their system.
This year's been that stretch zone. It's like everybody trying to run that stretch zone.
Niggas all want to be because they've been all getting hired off the same goddamn tree. Everybody comes from Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay. Hmm. So who do you think they've learned their plays from? Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay.
And they got them on the band to cover too. They got them on the band too. Safety
at the least. So you don't think any of these bad QBs are bad QBs?
Bryce Young's bad.
Oh, Lord. It's a couple of them that are bad.
Is horrible.
I think it's just bad QB play. Not just bad
just,
QB.
Just
play,
them too, though.
I think it's bad QB play. It's more than just those
you
two.
You get out the system, you get into a good system. As we've seen, they thought Justin Fields was terrible. He got with a better coach. See what's happening.
He hasn't been doing great. We literally way just better than what he's did. He's way,
way better than way better than what he was doing in Chicago.
He's actually doing about the same.
Better than 200 yards one time. And
that's just the difference in organizations like we talked about.
Exactly.
He's doing about the same.
So they know how to handle you.
Coaching is very important in the NFL.
Super important.
100%. I 100% agree. That's why I said there's still for sure very bad coaches.
Now Will Levis sucks.
But there's also bad quarterbacks. That's all I'm trying to say.
It's only like two real bad quarterbacks.
Like, I saw T-Law last night, and they already lost the game, but he missed a wide
cross across
the middle.
It's only like two bad quarterbacks.
Is he looking bad? Is he one of those bad quarterbacks?
He's a bust.
He doesn't have no faith in his coach. He's had fucking Urban Meyer and now Doug Peterson, bro. Get this nigga a legitimate coach up in there, goddammit.
I mean,
one's a Super Bowl.
Give him Mike McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel from the Dolphins?
Yeah. He'd be doing better than what Tua doing.
Are we sure about that?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I still got stock on my nigga. So we rocking.
As you can see,
I sold my stock in the Jags, not Trevor Lawrence.
Who plays for the Jags?
That don't mean that the team's gonna be good.
Okay.
All right. I get
you still got stock. You still got stock in Joe Burrow?
I get what you're saying. Do I?
Do you?
Do you?
I don't know.
The question's being asked.
I don't know.
We here right now.
It's a yes or no. That's a yes or no.
That's a yes or no.
I got like half a stock. Like
you got your hat one foot in, one foot out.
How you got a 0.5 of a stock?
Like I got half a Bitcoin, you know? Like
they don't let you
got half a stock. You can buy stock.
That don't get you nothing.
Exactly. You know, I don't give if they do well, I'm not fucking Bengals guy. I don't give a fuck.
That's not what we're asking right now.
Joe Burrow does well. I mean, he played well last night, but
exactly. So you can play well and still lose as a quarterback.
I consider as of right now. I've always said I think Lamar's better than him. Obviously,
we ain't talking about Lamar. We ain't gonna bring Lamar. We ain't bringing no black guy.
Because I'm just talking about two white quarterbacks. Stock like I never had.
Don't bring a black quarterback.
I never had a lot of Joe Burrow stock.
Yeah, you could say any other quarterback in the world. Why did you say Lamar?
Because that's usually an argument for some reason. And I never understood
that's
why
crazy. It's crazy. He just wanted to bring Lamar in this shit. That's crazy.
He's in your purple and just thought Ravens off rip.
I guess so.
Hey, I fuck with Lamar. Shout out Lamar Jackson.
Everybody want to compare themselves to Lamar, I guess.
That's crazy. I mean, wow. he did win MVP last year, so you do got to compare yourself to MVP.
Man, I guess.
So, bro, why is a bad thing I'm showing Lamar love?
It's not a bad thing. It's just, you know, out of all the quarterbacks, why would you just, you know, pull Lamar? You could have said Josh Allen.
Could have said Pat.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So I was like,
see?
I was saying Pat, obviously. Lamar, you know, a lot of people think I've always had Lamar over him. And right now, Josh Allen's for sure over him. He's the MVP frontrunner, in my opinion.
Shit.
So I've never really had a lot of Joe Burrow stuff.
MVP frontrunner, my ass.
Who is?
Derek Carr.
Sam Darnold, obviously.
Sam Darnold.
Yes. Leading league, passing touchdowns, 3-0, what? And had a harder schedule. The only team the Bills didn't play was who? Because obviously y'all say the Jags are ass. They played
Jacksonville.
Dolphins are ass without you seen what happened with them. So who they didn't play? Who they played first week?
They had two of them most of that
the
game.
Cardinals. The Cardinals.
Yeah, they played the Cardinals.
They ain't played nobody yet with the defense.
You ain't lying.
I'm about to say that is a valid point.
Hey, son, you got something sticking at your neck.
I was going to say that too.
I don't know if they can count it on camera,
I was just waiting for a good time to say that. I was like,
I saw it at first, but as it started to progressively get worse and come out more, I was like, I'm not just going to let him sit there with
dog hair. Sam.
That's all right, bro.
She comes with me everywhere I go.
Everywhere.
I'll be trying to leave them at the house, but they be like, yeah, bro, no, I'm still coming.
I don't know. I still wear black. I just gave up on like.
That's why I'll be looking at my hoodie sometimes.
I keep lit rolling in the car.
I need to get a new one, but it only works.
But that's why you see when I kept my black tee, that bitch ain't get popped out until we got
here. It ain't get popped out
until I got to where I was going.
That's smart.
I will wear my black tee then. So yeah, but no, I believe if we get some better coaching around here, we'll get better QB play.
All right.
And with that being said, make sure y'all like, subscribe, follow us on all social media because we got to go take a break real quick. Please. You know,
Make sure y'all comment if y'all want to see any.
You feel me? We got part two coming. We got part two coming up real, real soon. Got some new game picks. You know, we about to show out in there, bitch, big K, unlimited motherfucker.
We'll be right back.